So somebody, they don't want to do it because they're concerned about the side effects or what?
Second opinions. So it hasn't happened that I've had my own patients that I've treated. Now, I've used the drug quite a bit in the trial setting. It's not an easy drug. I mean, I think that's the other consideration here and why there's some hesitancy. You know, it's a tough drug to be giving people for that second year. A lot of diarrhea and GI toxicity.
I was going to ask you about that because, of course, not many people have had experience with it. And of course, the big thing you hear about is diarrhea. If you were going to treat someone with it in this situation, would you give preemptive anti-diarrheals? What would you advise them? How would you approach it?
Yeah, you know, I think we typically, you know, they actually are creating sort of ever more sophisticated algorithms for this. And I think typically, I don't know that you have to use it prophylactically, but I have an extremely low threshold for initiation of pretty aggressive, you know, antidiarrheal regimens. And I think, to be honest, they did better in these studies after, you know, several of these kinds of drugs have had this problem. And the patients did much better later on as they got more used to managing this.
So I take it, like a lot of investigators, you're thinking about it with ER-positive, HER2-positive disease, not with ER-negative, HER2-positive, correct?
That's correct.
And then is the other factor, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of factors, but is a key factor then what you think is the residual risk?
Yes, that's right. I mean, I think basically after Extenet and after Affinity, you know, for garden variety HER2-positive disease, I think a trastuzumab-based regimen is perfectly appropriate. I think for higher risk patients, you know, in one sense, I think the data have guided me to have an algorithm that says if they're hormone receptor negative, then I'll add pertuzumab. You know, if they're hormone receptor negative and high risk. Conversely, if they're hormone receptor positive and high risk, I tend to, that's where I would consider the neratinib because I think that's where the data would lead us to do so. Not easily, though. That's a long duration and not an easy drug.
That's great input on that.